This is NPR.
Thank you, Allison. More than 400 children taken from a West Texas polygamous ranch will be a little closer to knowing their fate today. NPR's Wade Goodman is in San Angelo, Texas.
A marathon court hearing is set for today in the biggest child custody case in U.S. history. More than 350 family lawyers from all over the state have descended on San Angelo to offer their services to the children of the polygamous group. Child welfare officials have seized hundreds of children from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from the age of 17 down to infants of just a few months. The problem for the state is not the polygamy per se, but the age of the girls getting married and pregnant. Officials say they took numerous girls under 16 who were pregnant or had children from the ranch. It is not legal for a child under 16 to be married under any circumstances in Texas.
NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting. Democratic presidential candidates Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton faced off in an ABC News debate last night. They met in Pennsylvania less than a week before that state's primary. NPR's Mara Liasson has the story from Philadelphia.
For most of the first 45 minutes, it was Barack Obama who was on the defensive. Both the moderators and Hillary Clinton focused on his comments about bitter small-town voters, the incendiary statements of his pastor, Jeremiah Wright, his acquaintance with a former member of the Weather Underground, and even his decision not to wear an American flag lapel pin.
I have never said that I don't wear flag pins or refuse to wear flag pins. This is the kind of manufactured issue that our politics has become obsessed with.
Senator Clinton was pressed about her story about landing in Bosnia under sniper fire. She admitted she hadn't told the truth.
You know, I'm embarrassed by it. I have apologized for it. I've said it was a mistake.
NPR's Mara Liasson with that report. We'll have more debate highlights and analysis later this hour. Whether it's Obama, Clinton, or McCain in the White House next, Iraq will, of course, be a top issue. The challenge there doesn't look any easier this morning. At least 50 people are dead after a suicide bombing in northern Iraq. Al-Qaeda militants have regrouped there lately. The bomber hit a funeral for Sunni tribesmen. The dead were part of a local movement to strike back at Al-Qaeda. Popular video game series The Sims has reached a big landmark. The game has now sold 100 million copies since its 2000 debut. This puts it in the company of Mario Brothers and other blockbuster series. If you don't know the game, it's a little different. There aren't space aliens, carjackers, dragons, or soldiers. It's Sims, like a simulation. Players create their own characters, and they can interact in a virtual world with other players. 60% of the players are women. That's the news for the moment. Don't forget, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.